Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.
Well, 23 after 7, 0829-913-913 via WhatsApp. That's how you can reach us this morning. You can give us a call intermittently throughout the program. 021-442-3530. Well, with the COVID-19 pandemic that has made the economic environment very, very difficult for the hospitality and tourism industry, the survival of many businesses is going to rest on support of South Africans without international visitors because of the nationwide lockdown. Joining us online is Niels Verspay, the country manager at Roomraccoon South Africa, to unpack this discussion. Niels, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mohammed. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Ach, fantastic. How are you doing?
Good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell us a bit more about Roomraccoon South Africa. What services do you offer in assisting and aiding small business owners?
Awesome. So Roomraccoon is an all-in-one reservation system to kind of help streamline processes for the hotels, guest houses, and the B&Bs to basically automate processes, giving the guest a great experience while doing, for example, contactless check-in and allowing bookings to not overbook themselves.
Okay, so is it kind of a service like a booking.com or a travel advisor, something very similar?
So it's a little bit similar, but what we do is we work together with Booking.com and, for example, Airbnb and Expedia. But what we also provide is a booking engine on their own website. So when a guest, for example, wants to book with a hotel, they generally find an hotel on Booking.com or Airbnb. But also most likely people will come to your own website to try to book directly because there's more value, a discount, or you can get a freebie. And that's where we come in to help the hotelier save cost on commission, for example, but also make it easier for a guest to book directly without having to email or call.
So in essence, I mean, the fact that, the middleman is cut off here and you're able to link guests directly to the website would save some extra pennies on the pocket.
Yeah, exactly. It is one of the small things that you can really help hotels here in South Africa to really save costs. And I've actually seen, and it's quite an interesting stat, during COVID, the direct bookings have increased dramatically. Mm-hmm. Even though international travelers are always a little bit skeptical and scared, well, can I trust the hotel and can I leave my credit card details on that website, for example? But that's what I would always recommend all the South African travelers to help, not let the money go overseas with the commissions, book directly and save costs there. And so, yeah, that's one of the small things that that we help our customers with.
Sure. Well, what is the idea and the thought behind the growing weekend getaway trend? What does it mean for the hospitality industry?
Yeah, so I've actually relooked at all the stats we have because we monitor it across all our customers, around 3,200 pets a night. And I have actually been seeing that the past 4 weeks, which also had some long weekends in it, but it still keeps on having proper, in my opinion, occupancy rates between 50% and 60%. And yeah, this is something very important for the hotels to be able to survive. And I always explain when I speak to people that say, no, I'm not too sure if I should travel. I think everybody in South Africa should try to travel now. Why? Because, firstly, it's the most amazing country. You can hear I'm from the Netherlands, or I don't know if you could hear it, but I'm from a different country. I immigrated here. I think it's the most beautiful country there is. Mm-hmm. And there is so much to explore. And the good thing about the pandemic now is that it's half the price almost every accommodation. Mm. And this will help our hotels stay alive. And you can get, as a guest, the most amazing experience wherever you want to go in South Africa.
Oh, wonderful. Well, so, you know, in just appreciating technology and the bit of technology here, it's a lot of more senior tourists are very skeptical about online and online, consumerism, whether it's credit card details, whether people prefer to have that, direct touch with the receptionist or direct touch with the hotelier. Your organization, does that cater to that niche market as well?
Yeah, so what we try to do is obviously streamline as much as as many processes as possible. So if, for example, a guest wants to do a credit card payment online, it's always in a 3D secure way, which protects the consumer but also the hotelier. And obviously when you arrive, we also allow an online check-in before the guest arrives or on arrival on an iPad, so still to be able to keep the distance. But it's not like when you work at Humrecoen that you can't have any communication or relationship with the guest. That is still something important of the hospitality. Just what we do is we streamline processes. We improve the guest experience in not having to email and call and see if the booking is confirmed, yes or no, and if the payment went through. But also help the hotelier with smarter revenue management. For example, when they see, hey, next weekend is actually not going that well yet, let's down the prices a little bit. But maybe in 6 months' time when we see the international travelers picking up again, let's kick up these prices a little bit. So a bit like the flight industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the Hotel Tech Awards.
Yeah, so that is some cool awards that happened every year. It's like an international tech award where they have multiple multiple awards that they focus on certain functionalities of systems, and we have been awarded luckily the second time in a year as best all-in-one reservation system, and that makes Humrecoen quite unique to be an all-in-one solution. And being an all-in-one solution really focus on that automating of process. What you generally see in hotel industry is that you have to use multiple systems to achieve the same. And thinking about that is, for example, an upselling functionality that we have, which can really make the guest experience a better way. And for example, if I look at some of our customers, they make, due to even having a loss of them, the average rate per night, they can sell through upsell and make 10,000 rand a month extra by giving the guest a nicer experience, but also making it up on that loss of the 50% room rate.
Wonderful. So business owners can also track, different trends available to them in terms of popularity, in terms of overseas tourism or people in the influx of people coming through. So somebody who wants to register perhaps with your company, somebody who wants to, will they also have the advantage of looking at business trends and analyzing? I mean, what ultimately is in it for them?
Yeah, so we do work with a partner that indeed can provide that. Mm-hmm. We mainly focus really on the management of your reservations and to automate the processes and give the guest a good experience. But we indeed also have and work with partners that can do that. And also, if people want to get in contact, for example, also guests that want to travel, we are not on booking.com, as explained, but we have beautiful hotels, so feel free to contact us and we can share some beautiful customers across the country to also help you get them find an amazing place to stay. And we can help our customers throughout this still lower occupancy period.
Absolutely. Well, Niels, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Likewise.
Have a good one.
Sunday.
Well, that was Niels Verspey, country manager of Humrecoen South Africa. To be quite frank, I've never heard about it. I'm curious now. I'll probably do some digging, some research.
Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.